all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, put down that fast food. You just went ahead and got takeout food, didn't you, Michelle? I see it.
Last night, Chinese food, swear to God.
I see. I you know what I'm saying? I mean, it just never ends, no matter what I tell you. All right, so is it possible to have takeout food and also to eat healthier? Well, we've talked about this again and again, and we're always learning new things. And today we have Robin Youkilis, who is a board-certified wellness expert, founder of Your Healthiest, and the co-founder of the cooking show Healthy Cooking Camp, and also host of the live talk show Viria Living Live on Viria Living TV. The website is yourhealthiestyou.com. Welcome, Robin. And, oh boy, we've got some questions for you, so I hope you're ready. The Her Radio participants just want to know, is it humanly possible to order takeout and still not end up dead?
Yes, it is. I promise. We're all still alive, and it's even better than not ending up dead, but it's to still stick with your healthy eating habits, feel good about yourself, and not end up with something oily and eggy and yucky that you didn't want to eat in the first place.
All right, let's go for it. So give us some simple tips, all right? You're thinking about getting takeout. What are the giveaways here? What are we supposed to be doing?
So first off, I give everyone listening, you guys in particular, permission to be a pain in the butt. It's okay. I want you guys to alter the menu, ask for special requests, stay on the phone longer if you need to assure that they have it right, or use an online ordering system, but tweak the menu. Go for what you need and what you know your body's craving, not necessarily what's on there. And I promise, tweaking a few things, you can order from anywhere.
Okay, that now when you say so order true. From anywhere, what are the worst places? I mean, what's the worst thing we're looking for? So we're looking at, you know, unhealthy fats, calories, sodium, what else?
So the worst things we're looking for are places that you can't really get the foods that you know are healthy. Like the vegetables are always going to be covered in sauce. So things like Chinese food, or there aren't even vegetables, like a wings place or a Philly steak type place. You want to stick with places that are Mediterranean, even barbecue, often Italian, places that you
Lebanese.
Can get a nice.
Lebanese. One of my favorite places, exactly. Lebanese.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then tweak. Just go for the protein, get the vegetables, ask for extra vegetables, ask for every sauce on the side, ask for your dish very dry, which is restaurant code for them to not use extra oil and butter.
That makes sense. I mean, I did that last night with my Chinese dinner, actually. I ordered broccoli steamed. They did that. I ordered shrimp with nothing on it. They did that. They actually did a really good job.
Yeah, so it's entirely possible. Order a side of brown rice if you want it, or keep some greens in your fridge at all times that you can always add to your meal. What I like to do is keep some grab-and-go greens, so something like baby arugula or baby spinach. And if I order takeout, I just dump my takeout right on top of the pile of raw greens.
That makes sense.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic.
That makes perfect sense.
You know, what about things like pizza places?
Ugh.
So pizza doesn't necessarily have to be
put that slice down, Michelle.
Takes you out. Yeah. So personally, I'm lucky. I live in Manhattan. A lot of places here have a gluten-free option, and not that gluten-free is necessarily healthier, but they're going to use better flours. There's going to be a little more protein in there, a little bit more fiber in there. And because it's less glutinous, you're going to be less likely to overeat it. So I'll have a couple slices of veggie pizza, you know, load up on those vegetables, get a salad. And most importantly, with things like that and any takeout you're getting, chew your food really well. Chew it until it's liquid, and you're going to end up eating a lot less. And even if it's a less healthy choice, you're going to enjoy it, and you won't end up stuffing your face.
What about Indian food?
Yes. You know, it's funny. I just had some Indian food yesterday. So really the cardinal rule of this kind of a cuisine is to avoid cream-based sauces. And Indian has a lot of healthy options. Dal, which is a wonderful lentil soup with Indian spices, is going to fill you up before the main event. So order some dal, have that first. And then tandoori and tikka dishes. They don't use extra oil. They're chock full of protein. But one thing you want to be careful to do with Indian is we kind of end up drinking the sauce a little bit. The sauce is meant to just flavor it a little. Grab your protein or your vegetables, take them out of the swimming pool of sauce and eat those. And it's going to be a pretty good option.
I love that. I love the swimming pool of sauce.
I feel like I should put on a wetsuit. Get a wetsuit. Just dive in there.
How about a deli? Let's talk deli food.
Yeah. So delis, again, I like to use my good, better, best theory there. You may not end up with the best option. You know, it may not be the sprouted grain bread that you'd choose for yourself at home, but you can end up with a pretty good one. Stick with whole, if you eat poultry, stick with whole chicken breast. That's going to win out over processed meats. And then add as many vegetables as possible. Choose a whole grain bread or skip the bread altogether and get it, a little lettuce sandwich there. And then skip the mayonnaise, any dressings, any sauces, even if they say they're healthy, or especially even light dressings. A lot of those have a lot of corn syrup, a lot of sugar. And instead, ask for avocado. That's a great add-in. You could ask for hummus. That's going to be another wonderful dressing option. Super creamy, satisfying, and you don't need all that junk.
Okay, so, you know what's interesting is a lot of people also use the takeout food for snacks. It's not just about meals all the time. It's also about a snack. You know, there you are starving. You're doing the post-lunch slump thing, and suddenly you're wandering around trying to figure out what you want to eat.
Me.
So
that's
give
me.
Us some guidance. That's never been you, Michelle. I just, you know, she's opening up my purse. She's going through my briefcase. She's looking for everything. I mean, she's doing the big, you know, post-lunch slump forage. So.
Yep. Everyone goes foraging, right? Digging around.
Oh, man, we're doing the forage thing.
What do I have in my purse?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, what I found in my purse was kind of scary anyway. But so give us some guidance on this, just snacking, more of the takeout food snack.
Okay. So things like that. First up, if you're ordering your lunch meal, I recommend that you order a snack for later and make sure you put it away. Or, you know, try and remember that you have it. But a lot of places, again, like that Mediterranean place, maybe order some crudite and a hummus for later and put that away in the fridge. And a lot of places, too, also have whole fruit, especially the deli. So whenever you're ordering your breakfast or if it's lunch or even dinner, think about tacking on a snack. Even something like, for example, if you're going to order, from an Italian place, you can order a side of steamed vegetables that you may not want with your meal, but steamed veggies make a great snack. Think more along the lines of those whole foods, real food, instead of something that comes in a package. And then
go to Starbucks, and now a lot of the Starbucks have those packages where they have fresh hummus, carrots, and maybe a small amount of pita. Sometimes I've grabbed one of those on the go, and it seems like, you know, I had no other option, and it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, it's not. And you made a great point there. First of all, there's options everywhere. Know what's in your areas. Know what's in your places that you're going to be a lot. Wherever you work, know the best options within a 5-block radius. And then a lot of this is mindset. You know, not using being in a rush or ordering takeout as an excuse to go crazy.
Right.
Use these opportunities.
Right. Robin, this has just been fantastic. You've been helping us understand how to healthy it up with takeout food all day long, meals and snacks. Robin Youkilis, a board-certified wellness expert. Her website, yourhealthiestyou.com. Thank you so much for joining us on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Don't forget to skip those sauces, dressing on the side, and order healthy snacks when you're ordering out. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.